This is Deacon Mike, and welcome to our Advent Scripture Study for the four Sundays of Advent. We begin today with the first Sunday of Advent. At this time, I invite you to take your Bible and read in the Old Testament from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, verse 19, and then from chapter 64, verses 2 to 7. Along with Jeremiah and Ezekiel, Isaiah is considered one of the great prophets of the Old Testament, a title which is based on the amount of material preserved bearing their names. Scholarly research has concluded that Isaiah was an educated aristocrat who served as an advisor to the king of Judah in South Palestine. He was married with children, all of whom had a symbolic faith name. His prophesying was for 40 years, but we must remember that 40 is a symbolic number meaning a significant amount of time. It is a critical time for the chosen people. The northern kingdom has fallen, and Jerusalem sees its enemies approaching. Isaiah is aware of the pettiness and sinfulness occurring at this time, and is trying to warn his people, if they do not change, they also will experience destruction and ruin. The book of Isaiah can be divided into three sections: what caused the downfall, the purpose of the suffering that their captivity is causing, and their eventual return to the promised land. Today's section is from the third part of the book, the return home. The people recall what happened and beg the Lord to come again, basically saying that God has every right to be angry with them based on how they had broken the covenant. We cannot demand justice from God. We can only admit how we have failed and pray that God's mercy will shine upon us. The last line of today's reading sums up so beautifully this relationship between God and the chosen people. Yet, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are the potter. We are all the work of your hands. Our reading from the New Testament comes from the first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 1, verses 3 to 9. Please turn to your Bible to that section and read it at this time. Unlike some letters that we attribute to Paul, there is no doubt this time, as Paul identifies himself as the author, which scholars believe was written in the spring of 56 AD during his third evangelizing mission. Corinth is a flourishing commercial center in southern Greece that served as the trade link between Italy and Asia. Many merchants were attracted to this area, and they brought with them their various religious beliefs. It has been 5 years since Paul founded the Christian community there, and Paul receives word that the community is moving away from the faith he preached. There are questions concerning marriage, celibacy, and the food sacrificed to idols. Paul is encouraging the people, basically telling them to keep it together till he gets there. Today's passage comes from the introduction of the letter and follows the accepted format of that time. After introducing himself, he would then follow with words of praise for the receivers of this message before getting into the heart of the matter. Our gospel reading for the first Sunday of Advent comes from Mark chapter 13, verses 33 to 37. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be watchful, be alert. You do not know when the time will come. It is like a man traveling abroad. He leaves home and places his servants in charge, each with his own work, and orders the gatekeeper to be on the watch. Watch, therefore. You do not know when the Lord of the house is coming, whether in the evening, or at midnight, or at cockcrow, or in the morning. May he not come suddenly and find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to all. Watch." The Gospel of the Lord. As usual for all three cycles of our Gospel readings at Mass, this first Sunday of Advent, we begin the church year with a reading from the events of Holy Week. Jesus is preparing his apostles for the approaching end of his human life and mission. Then we will go back to the beginning for the remaining 3 weeks and read the story of how we got to that point of Holy Week. Mark gives us the theme of his gospel. We do not know the exact hour or time when this will happen, so be watchful, be alert. Pope Gregory the Great wrote that this was the greatest responsibility of the Church before the Second Coming, to be watchful, to be alert. The image of a sentry is strong in this passage. A sentry is always alert, attentive, and vigilant. This image is also reinforced in the times mentioned, evening, midnight, cockcrow, and morning. In the Roman army, these were the traditional four night watches for sentry duty, running from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. The message is so short and sweet, and yet so powerful and easy to remember. Be alert. This is Deacon Mike reminding you to live the word.